Stringent pollution control standards will remain in law under changes made last week to a bill altering Alaska's cruise ship wastewater rules. But environmental regulators will be allowed to bend the rules until new technology becomes available. The measure has cleared its last House committee, and the next stop is a floor vote. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The bill addresses rules set by a citizens' initiative passed by voters in 2006. Cruise lines say they cannot meet new limits for ammonia and dissolved metals that will take effect next year. Environmental Conservation Commissioner Larry Hartig told lawmakers that a new amendment to the bill maintains high standards.
It retains the at-the-point-of-discharge requirement. You know, cruise ships will still be required ultimately to meet that at-the-point-of-discharge standard. But in the interim, they would be allowed relief from that if DEC finds, you know, that they are employing the most effective technology that is both technically and economically feasible.
The original legislation proposed dropping requirements that the standards be met in undiluted discharges. Cruise lines instead wanted mixing zones, which lower wastewater concentrations. Hartig says his agency wants to create standards that can be met while pushing for improvements.
The idea is that we want to progress as quick as technology will allow us to meeting the at the point of discharge for all pollutants. We know we're not there now. Our technology conference says they can't achieve that now. But how do we get there?
The bill was sponsored by Valdez Republican John Harris, who proposed the amendment during a House Resources Committee hearing. Harris says his changes are a realistic compromise between the industry's requests and the initiative's requirements. He says they do not promote pollution or lower environmental standards.
It advocates for more stringent regulation up to the 2010 standard when those technologies are available and when they can be put on the ships in an economic manner, and that also fit the ships from point of view of size and whatever.
Experts say existing technology can help meet the standards that kick in next year, but it's not ready for installation on ships, and it may not be affordable. Hartig says a science panel created by the amendment would follow the development of such improvements. House Resources Committee member Scott Kawasaki, a Fairbanks Democrat, worried that the bill would do little to encourage improvements.
If we basically reduce the standard, in this case, by allowing an industry to have this exception under these rules, then what's the incentive for the cruise ship industry to continue to do a good job in pursuing technology?
Backers of the bill said it needs to be passed this session to prevent schedule changes that could hurt Alaska communities during the 2010 cruise ship season. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.